But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, responding to protests from its frontline troops on America's southern border, a federal panel has ruled that the Department of Homeland Security must allow immigration and customs agents to do what on the job?
Oh, Lord. Their jobs on the job.
No.
No? Okay.
It's work conditions. It's an equipment question, really.
So it's not the surfing the internet story.
No.
Where the judge said it's okay to surf the internet while we work.
No.
Excuse me, just a second.
I'll give you a hint. It's hard to protect the homeland with the sweaty calves.
Really? I didn't know calves sweated.
Oh, they could wear shorts?
Yes, that they could wear shorts.
Yeah, I was about to say, what in God's name does this have to do with Homeland Security?
The agency said they wanted the men guarding our long border to look professional, wear slacks. The union pointed out it gets really hot down there at the border, and that many of their members have been working out on the leg press recently. So, you know, the union won.
You know, you don't look real professional in shorts.
Generally speaking.
Yeah, I mean, I respect their rights to wear shorts because I'm guessing it is really hot down there.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't look very professional in
shorts.
That's
true. Remember Southwest Airlines?
Yeah.
The first time I ever got on a Southwest Airlines plane when I moved to America sort of 15 years ago, and this flight attendant sort of waving her arms and legs around doing the sort of safety precaution stuff, and she had these little shorts on. I just had to laugh.
Yeah. What would she know about safety? She's wearing shorts.
It was like a cheerleading. It was far more like a cheerleading routine than it was a safety instruction program. And no one was taking her seriously.
Yeah.
Were you asked to leave the plane under the FAA's undue mockery rule?
No, but I should have been.
No. Sue, this week the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery unveiled its paintings of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Now, the painting of the former president is already the subject of some controversy, as it shows Mr. Clinton without his what?
Oh. You know, when this show started, Peter, we had a lot of answers to that joke. I'm trying to recall some of them now.
Without his wedding band?
Exactly right.
Oh.
Very good.
I thought the answer was going to be shorts again.
Yeah, my first thought was without his wife, which is probably how he would have liked the portrait to have been. And then I thought,
she got her own.
Yes,
no,
exactly. Then I thought it had to be wedding band.
Yes, you're right. When asked by a reporter about her husband's ringless finger, Senator Hillary Clinton said, quote, "You know, you'll have to ask him or his office," and then scurried away to hit the wall repeatedly with her clenched fists.
Does he have the little white stripe on his finger?
Yeah. That's a terrible thought. Like, even his portrait is trying to pick up women.
Man.
Why no?
Across the way, Lucy Hayes is getting very hot, by the way.
I do want to say that the artist, in response to this, has said, well, you know, this is ridiculous. It's just, you know, his hand is held in such a way so that you can't see his ring.
I've been holding my hand that way all my life.
I know. And the artist pointed out, he
usually keep that hand in my pocket.
But I am indeed happy to see it.
The artist said, well, you know, I mean,
damn thing keeps slipping off.
I can't believe it. That doesn't fit.
Is that really true? His one hand is covering the
other?
Yeah,
it's true. And, you know, the artist pointed out, I mean, you can't see it because I didn't paint it. He said, quote, his back isn't showing either. Which is good because, of course, Clinton posed wearing his notorious backless suit.
But on the other hand, there's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand, I could stay and be your loving man. But the reason I must go is on the other hand.